Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Maya with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, two missing fishermen were found alive at 3 a.m. this morning, with search and rescue continuing to find the third. The three men went missing at the Narrows in the Fitzroy River at Keppel Bay around 5 p.m. yesterday, when they fell overboard in their tinny while fishing. A Queensland Ambulance Service spokeswoman said both men were taken to Rockhampton Hospital in stable condition.
An arsonist may be active on the Gold Coast hinterland. An allegedly artificial fire reignited in the Bonegan Valley this morning, but was promptly extinguished by crews from the Queensland Rural Fire Services. The fire is one of six initially lit along the road in this area yesterday. Chief Superintendent Alan Gillespie told the ABC that the RFS is remaining vigilant.
In national news, Qantas is under fire for allegedly working around labour practices. In early October, officials from the Flight Attendants Association of Australia criticised Qantas for eroding agreement conditions and offering subsidiary staff lower pay than legacy staff members. In a closing loopholes Senate committee hearing in Rockhampton yesterday, Qantas executive Nathan Safe argued the company's evolved labour model is complex, however legal, and based on the enterprise bargaining system. Employment Minister Tony Burke introduced the closing loopholes legislation last month with the aim of targeting loopholes used by organisations to undercut pay and labour conditions for workers. Hearings for the bill are continuing.
Marcia Langton calls for uniform alcohol restrictions in the Northern Territory. The Aboriginal leader and anthropologist has called it a necessary public health measure. Miss Langton is an expert witness in an inquiry in the Northern Territory into the death of four women killed by their partners who were intoxicated at the time. She said alcohol restrictions should be across the board and in place at all times with no exceptions. According to the inquiry, after alcohol restrictions were eased in late 2022, there was a 77% increase in domestic violence-related assaults.
In international news, King Charles ignores calls to apologise for Britain's colonial-era abuses during his visit to Kenya. Charles says there can be no excuse for the abhorrent and unjustifiable acts committed against Kenyans, but has not delivered the unequivocal apology the Kenya Human Rights Commission requested. The commission says 90,000 Kenyans were killed or maimed during the Mau Mau revolt in the 1950s. President of Kenya, William Ruto, says there have been efforts to atone for the death, injury and suffering inflicted on Africans by colonial government, but much remains to be done in order to achieve full reparations.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with a maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.